Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, James and myself, Oscar.
Hello, Oscar. What's happening on the island at the moment?
Hi, Isle of Wight Pride.
Excellent. Isle of Wight Pride. So where's that happening?
The Wight Esplanade.
Great. Tell us more about this event.
We've all heard of UK Pride and the Isle of Wight. We'll be hosting it this year. It's a huge festival held on the Isle of Wight to support and celebrate the LGBTQ community.
So what else can we expect?
It is a colourful parade with amazing costumes, bright colours, full of dancing and singing. It'll take place on the gorgeous golden sand of Wight Beach. So there will be an array of food and drinks for everyone to enjoy as well.
Sounds like a brilliant event. So when is this on?
Pride takes place on Saturday the 21st of July. From 11 a.m. onwards.
Great, thanks for the information, Oscar. See you next week. Bye.
Hi, I'm Maisie. Now for the top 10 singles of the week. At number 10, Girls Like You, Maroon 5. Number 9, If You're Over Me, Years and Years. Number 8, If I Like It, by Kylie B. And number 7, Be There, Just Glim. Number 6, 2002, Amory. 5, Emotionless, Drake. Number 4, Non-Stop, Drake. Number 3, Solo by Clean Bandit. Number 2, Don't Matter to Me, Drake. And number 1, Shotgun, George Ezra. Now for the top 10 albums of the week. At number 10, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, Post Malone. Number 9, Pray for the Wicked, Panic at the Disco. Number 8, Cruising with Joe McDonald. Number 7, Divide by Sherem. Number 6, Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses. Number 5, The Now, Gorillaz. Number 4, Stare at Tomorrow's, George Ezra. Number 3, The Greatest Showman, Various Artists. Number 2, I As Hope, Florence and Machine. And number 1, Scorpion by Drake.
Hi there, Kaylee here with all your TV and film reviews. I've just been watching The Greatest Showman. The main characters are Hugh Jackman, Zac Efron and Zendaya. My favourite character is Hugh Jackman, P.D. Bum. The plot is about putting on a circus show. My favourite bit is when a fire and Zac Efron saves Zendaya. I love it because Hugh Jackman is in it. If I could change anything about it, nothing, as I love it. Well, that's it for me and my TV film reviews. Catch you next time.
Good afternoon, this is Connor with the latest island news. Thanks to the Isle of Wight Festival, charity Mountbatten has raised a staggering £31,600, beating a fundraising record. Thanks to festival organisers John and Caroline Gibbons, Mountbatten was given permission to set up on site to sell their merchandise. Among the items were sunflower umbrellas, which proved useful as parasols in the hot sunshine. An incredible 892 umbrellas were sold. Mountbatten has also launched their official iconic 2018 sunflower and managed to sell 4,700 in total. Wristbands, hats and water kindly donated by Wright Crystal were also sold. Over the festival, a total of 29 volunteers endured the blazing heat to promote this extraordinary charity. The amount of money raised, which is double the amount raised last year, will go towards supporting Mountbatten for up to 3 months, which is fantastic news. Mountbatten community fundraiser Danny Johnson said, "This was an astounding effort by our volunteers, and I can't thank them all enough for their dedication and support." Well, that's it from me for your local island news. Catch you next time.
Hi, Olivia here. Today I'll be asking Maisie some questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, first question. If you were an animal, what would you be?
a cat, because they're cute.
I would be a wolf. Okay, describe yourself in three words.
Kind, quiet, and sensitive.
I would be honest, loyal, and sensitive as well. Okay, what colour best suits your current mood?
Red, because I'm bored.
I'd probably be yellow. Okay, are you sick of this hot weather, or are you loving it?
A bit too much, we need a bit of rain.
Yeah, I'm sick of this hot weather, I hope for rain too. Finally, what is the best thing about summer?
Lighter evenings.
Yeah, I would be excited for a long holiday. Well, that's it for me this week. Catch you next time.
Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Penny, I can't stop long, but I just thought I'd pop in and see if you're okay.
Oh, thanks, Kathy. Yeah, I'm all right. But before you ask, no, I have not heard from Sarah.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I didn't think you would.
No, neither did I. Well, I just hope she's happy now. She's back with Harry.
Do you think she can be?
Well, if he's changed, I suppose she could.
Changed? People like that don't change. You said the same, remember? He'll sweeten her up for a bit and then...
Oh, Kathy, don't even say it. Yes, of course I feel a bit upset. Not only have I lost a good friend, I'm also worried about her. Anyway, I can't really talk about it here. Can I meet you after work for a drink?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll meet you at Adam's Wine Bar, OK? About 6?
Yeah, that's fine. And Kathy, thanks for popping in. That was kind of you.
Oh, no problem. OK, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Penny, are you OK?
Yes, Jim, I'm fine. I just had something in my eye, that's all.
Are you sure?
Yeah. By the way, I haven't seen Mike today. Where is he?
He's not in. He's got 2 weeks off.
Has he? What's he doing?
I don't know, but he's taking 2 weeks off, so I assumed he was going on holiday.
Oh, well, that's good. Do you know where he's gone, or who he's gone with?
I don't know. I suppose it's his wife.
Oh? Are things better between them now?
Penny, to be honest, I don't really know. Mike hasn't said a lot.
No, well, I hope they sort things out. And you? How are you? Are you okay?
Me? Yes, I'm all right, I think. But I'll text Mike later, just to ask if he's okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I'm sure he is all right, but it'd be nice to know.
Okay, right. Well, I must get back to work. If Mike was here, he'd like to see us chatting.
Oh, he's not that bad. Anyway, good to speak to you.
Hang on. Did you see that?
What?
That girl. I'm sure she put something in her bag.
Oh, which one?
Her. The one with the blue top and the grey trousers.
Oh, no, not her. You don't mean the one by the candles?
Yes. I'm sure she's just nicked a candle.
Jim, it can't be her.
Why not? I'm sure her sir put something in her bag.
All right. Well, leave it with me, OK? I'll have a word. Yeah. Oops, sorry. I wasn't looking where I was going.
Yeah, I noticed.
Oh, it's Sophie. Hello, I'm Penny. You're friends with Jessica, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've got to go.
Oh, hang on, tell me. Is Mike on holiday?
On holiday? I don't know. Anyway, what's it to you?
Well, nothing really. I just wondered, that was all.
Well, don't. I didn't know what they are doing. And I didn't ask.
Well, I hope they've gone somewhere nice.
Look, I don't know and I don't think it's any of your business anyway.
Okay. Well, I'll find out when he comes back. So, did you buy any candles?
What?
Yeah, the candles over there. Were you going to buy one?
No.
Good. So you're not going to get one. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, that's fine. Because I'd hate there to be a misunderstanding at the door.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing, Sophie. It's just some people put things in their bag and accidentally forget to pay for them.
Oh, well, thank goodness that's not me. I wouldn't do that.
No, of course you wouldn't.
No, really, I wouldn't do that.
Well, that's good. Okay, I'll say goodbye then.
Yeah. Bye.
Well, what do you really think?
What? About Sarah?
Yeah.
Well, the truth is I do miss her. I mean, as a friend, not as a lodger. It's funny because it wasn't so long ago that I told her to leave.
Oh, yes, you did, didn't you? Is that when she told you everything?
No, because it was Harry who told me everything. That's what got me so annoyed. She hadn't told me anything. Not a word about the drugs or the rehab. Do you know, she even said she had a different job to the one she was doing.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah. Do you know, I almost felt betrayed by her.
Oh, Penny. Well, she's gone now, and I don't think she'll come back.
No, neither do I.
So you've got to look ahead now. You could guess another lodger.
Oh, I don't know. The last one didn't work, did it?
No, but I'm sure the next one will.
Well, I love your optimism.
No, really. I'm sure the next person will be more reliable.
Well, I hope so. But I haven't decided yet if I really want another lodger.
Well, didn't you like having the company?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the extra money must have been useful.
Oh, it was.
So there you are. You need a lodger. When you plan to have someone, let me know, as I might just know the perfect person.